Okay, maybe go over a little bit of a social media ishness here. Because I'm doing videos, you know, what's the deal with social media? What's it like? What's it like trying to do podcast stuff? Dealing with Taiwan. Okay. Taiwan YouTube channel has about 700 YouTube subscribers. I put up a new video, it gets 50 views, give or take. Instagram, about 400 followers, a new video, it gets about 200 views over a few days. That's 50%. And it's about 15% likes. It's about 10 to 20% likes. Now, what's 50 in 7-800? What's that? Is that 5%? You know, 7-8%? Okay, TikTok. I've got 40 followers. It's this puny little TikTok account. I get 900 views within the first day. Now, which social media platform is more lucrative? Okay, this is kind of an interesting, you know, this is an interesting dealio. Because originally I had, you know, this one video, put up a video, it went viral, went from like 10 YouTube subscribers up to about 7-800. And then I started to put up content that had a different format. Lost a few subscribers, views started going down. And so if I stayed with a typical YouTuber format, responses were generally good. But this is the thing. I put up a video on TikTok, it does well, and it gets shared with more and more and more people. I put stuff out on Instagram, people like it, people share it, and the number of subscribers slowly goes up. I put stuff out on YouTube, it flatlines. I've got 10 to 20% likes, positive rating, like 10%, 10 to 20% of the people that watch a video on YouTube will like the video. On TikTok, it's lower than that. It's maybe more like 5%. I have a high like rate. There's a high rate of people that like the videos. Does YouTube share the video with new people that aren't subscribed? No. Is there potential for the channel to grow? Yes. Does YouTube help that channel to grow? No. TikTok, 5% likes. Does it help to grow? Yes. Okay. So what's happening in the YouTuber world, even Jayan, I've talked about recently, he's got about 20,000 subscribers on his channel. He's seen as this local celebrity, but 20,000 subscribers doesn't mean anything at all. It means nothing. It doesn't mean squat. As far as him being able to retire or develop some type of a business model. I mean, he is not a professional YouTuber with an office driving around in a car that he paid for with a YouTube channel. He's not making a killing off of that. You go look anywhere you go on YouTube. You have people even get 100,000 subscribers. They're not making much money. So there are other ways to deal with this, but YouTube is not positioning itself to be the place to go if you want to be a professional social media influencer. YouTube is dying because the talent is getting burned out. Now, my theory in this is that eventually, you know, Instagram and Facebook, Facebook and Instagram. Instagram and Facebook are different. Instagram only shares with your friends. Now your friends can reshare and then other people would see it. So it's sharing with Instagram. Facebook and YouTube find a post and then they just go share it with a bunch of people. Facebook will decide if it should share a post with your other friends. YouTube will decide if it should share your new video with people that don't subscribe to you. Okay. But YouTube and Facebook both share things. They actively promote your stuff. Okay. They actively promote your stuff. But they haven't been doing that. It's like they've stopped. You put up something new on YouTube, people might not see it. Now, TikTok, you put up a new video. I mean, there was a time I'd put up videos that really didn't have much of anything at all, and boom, instantly 60 people would watch it. And I only had like 20 followers at that point. So TikTok takes your video and they go tease it out to people that have nothing to do with you at all to kind of field test it and see if the video is good. And if there's positive response, they share it with more. And that's how TikTok does stuff. And so subscribers can slowly grow. I put up a new video on TikTok, I'm going to get new subscribers. As long as it's one of these videos that I know is quality and works. Okay. But people will see it. YouTube, you're lucky if 10% of your subscribers even see the video you put up. And they're still not going to share it to people that aren't subscribed. Eventually, now YouTube used to work the way TikTok works now. You put up a video, they're going to show that video to a whole bunch of different people to try to tease and see if they can find the next up and rising talent. But you go do that, you know, today, it doesn't happen. I think that as TikTok is not playing favorites, they're not trying to pick winners and losers, I think that YouTube is all of a sudden going to feel, they're going to feel the burn. They're going to feel that they're slipping and losing people over to TikTok. And I think that YouTube is going to stop choosing winners and losers, because they're going to lose. I mean, just it will no longer be the social media platform for people to go to. You watch. I don't know. It's a theory that I have. Just you watch. They'll reinvent. They'll find some way to make themselves useful again. Because like I say, they're burning out. I mean, they're going to hit a crisis. They're burning out the talented people. They're burning out the YouTubers. They're exhausted. They're not getting money from it. It's a lot of work. It's not worth it. And yeah, I think it's now. I'm still going to contribute to YouTube, but one of the things I've learned, YouTube is utterly obsessed with format. The videos you put out must follow a set format. Your subscribers, they want to, it's like going to McDonald's. Where's the bathroom? It's around to the right. Okay. You know, it just, there might be some variations, but still these days you go to McDonald's, you know where stuff's going to be. And when people go to your YouTube channel, they want to know kind of sort of what the video is going to be like. They want to have something that they can sort of guess and anticipate what, you know, so they can know when it's going to come out of it. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, for me, I've found that subtitles are a big deal. That's one of the things I've decided. These videos that are just going nuts on TikTok, they have subtitles. And I'm going to have to find a way to try to increase my workflow for subtitles on YouTube also. One thing I use for subtitles is Capwing. I upload the video and then it automatically splices all the subtitles up into different places. It's wonderful. It's really great. I utterly love it. But titles are a thing. Subtitles are a thing. I don't know. You got titles, you got format, but then, you know, YouTube's trying to pick winners and losers and they're going to become yesterday's newspaper. A lot of people are just going to ignore YouTube and they're just going to go over to TikTok. Me, I've got a presence on YouTube and I have a feeling that when YouTube figures it out, I'm still going to be there and I might be riding the next wave. That's my little plan. I got a plan. All right. I don't know how interesting that was. Well, but you know, when things are failing, you know, that you get, what do they call it? White knight. It's not a dark horse. A dark horse is talent you didn't recognize. White knight is something that makes a comeback. I think YouTube's set for a comeback. I think it's set for a comeback, but it's going to get worse first.